So let's get started. Call the roll, please. Or I guess I call the roll, don't I? Only if I get my glasses on. Commissioner Paul.
Here.
Commissioner Zatar is absent. Commissioner Sanchez.
Here.
Commissioner Fenton.
Here.
Commissioner Shalabi is absent, and Commissioner Chairman Nick Parisi is absent. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our first order of business is approval of the minutes from the April 21st Plan Commission meeting. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of the last commission meeting.
Okay, moving. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 21st Plan Commission meeting. Are there any changes or corrections?
No.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Fenton?
Aye.
I vote aye. Okay, next order of public is a public hearing for matter 2026-0151, special use permit for a drive-through service window and restaurant with outdoor seating. I'm not sure how you pronounce this. Cargo? Cargo? Cargo Coffee. Okay, I see the petitioner is here. Would you like to address the commission? You want?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Motion to open hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moving seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. Petitioner first, right? Or do you, would you like to go first? Okay. Come on up. Raise your right hand, and you'll be sworn in by the attorney.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that any testimony you present tonight will be the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, please say, I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, give us your name and address, please.
Yes, my name is Moise Hussein, and our store address is 11359 West 159th Street in Olin Park.
Okay, we're recording this, so you'll have to take the microphone and move it up a little bit so that you're, okay. That's it, yeah, a little bit more.
Sure.
Well, not quite over your nose, but that's good. Oh, you were right there. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Is that good?
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. I believe you're already open because you had a permit to open, and you're just petitioning for a service window, a drive-through. So tell us a little bit about your operation and why you're here petitioning.
Yes. So we are we have opened up on February, I think, 15th of this year. Pretty much we are a coffee shop chain. We're under a franchise. We have six locations here in Illinois, two out of the state, one in Tampa, one in Olin Park. The ones that are here, we have two in Woldenbrook, one in St. Charles, one in Elgin, and this is our fifth location, Olin Park. And then it's under construction, but our sixth location is in Arlington Heights. That's also a drive-through location off of Rand, I think. But this one is pretty much, we are a very Italian-based coffee company. 90% of our SKUs are from Italy, so like cheesecakes, our danishes, our office, our coffee beans are all from there. So pretty much we are trying to see if we can open up a drive-through. This used to be a Starbucks location. So pretty much we are trying to see if we can, you know, kind of piggyback off of like what, you know, the locations of what we got for, trying to open up a drive-through and outdoor seating as well.
How many of your other I'm sorry, are there any, anything else you'd like to say?
I think pretty much we got this location because of the drive-through. So it was a little bit, 2 weeks before we're opening, we kind of got a notice from Orland Park Village of saying that we, cannot open without, a special use permit to kind of pull out. But it was just a little bit, we signed up on September 2024 is when we pretty much submitted all the documentations for permitting. And then there was actually some few, I think with Victoria Dean, we were having some communication back and forth of how was going to be the traffic study of, for the drive-through. So we did a traffic study because there was some conversation back and forth. So they asked us to to do a traffic study. So we did that in September, October, I think of 2024. So we had everything in place and in line. Whatever Village of Orland Park was asking, we did all those requirements. But then, I'm not sure where it fell through, but in February of 2026, when we were right about to open about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before we were opening, that's when we got found out. We got a notice from Kerry saying that we cannot open up the drive-through until we, go through this whole, process. So from our side, it was a pretty big blow because we had a lot of anticipation and also financially side of it. We're losing a lot of money every month that we're not open. So I just wanted to kind of put that into consideration from our side as owners.
Okay, thank you. Staff?
Thank you. Good evening. I would like to begin by respectfully requesting that the staff report be accepted into the record as written and as presented during this meeting. So as the petitioner Cargo Coffee said, they are currently operating on site. They are now seeking approval to operate a drive-through service window in a restaurant with outdoor seating. Cargo Coffee currently operates at the coffee shop at 11359 159th Street. Center is a part of the outlet development for Caputo's Plaza. The drive-through service window and the outdoor seating area are both special uses within this district. This location previously operated with a drive-through and outdoor seating area as a Starbucks for 13 years before closing in 2020. The building has remained vacant until the petitioner obtained occupancy in February of 2026. So the comprehensive plan designates this area as neighborhood mixed use, which encourages small scale commercial, vertical and horizontal mixed use developments, which fulfill the everyday needs of nearby residents. Drive-through facilities are considered a conditionally appropriate land use for this area and must be carefully integrated into the overall site design so as to not interfere with pedestrian circulation routes. The site also neighbors the intersection of 159th Street and Wolf Road, which the comprehensive plan identifies as a neighborhood center. Neighborhood centers are intended to serve as a context-sensitive commercial hub, which provide a convenient shopping, dining, and service options for nearby residents. Caputo's Plaza and neighboring County West Plaza to the north currently provide a wide variety of businesses. There are no existing coffee shops within either plaza. Previously, Caputo's Plaza contained four drive-thrus. One for Starbucks, one for Walgreens, one for McDonald's, and Old National Bank. Only Old National Bank is currently operating a drive-thru on site. The site is currently zoned BIZ General Business District. Coffee shops are considered restaurants within the Land Development Code and are a permitted use within the BIZ zoning district. As touched upon earlier, the Land Development Code Section 6-207 stipulates that drive-through service windows and restaurants with outdoor seating are both special uses within the BIZ district. The petitioners responded to the special use standards. Staffs reviewed them and finds the responses acceptable. The petitioner does propose to update the site's existing landscaping. Their proposal was reviewed by staff and it does meet current village code requirements. A petitioner has provided a traffic study, which was reviewed by engineering, and essentially seeks to continue the site's previous use and layout. The petitioner is proposing to provide fresh crosswalk striping across the drive-through lane. So regarding case number 2026-0151, staff recommends to accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting and within the staff report dated May 15th, 2026. And staff recommends that the Plan Commission approve a special use permit for Cargo Coffee to operate a drive-through service window and operate a restaurant with outdoor seating at 11359 159th Street, subject to the following conditions. Number one, in substantial compliance with the site plan dated March 2nd, 2026, and the landscape plan dated April 3rd, 2026. And number two, meeting all building code requirements, including the required permits from outside agencies, if applicable. And here is the staff recommended motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I will note for the record, we have one resident in the audience who happens to be a public official. Do you wish to address the board, Trustee Lawrence? Okay, so seeing no individuals wishing to address the board from the public, I would ask Commissioner Sanchez, first of all, do you have any comments?
Couple questions.
Yes.
First for the petitioner, is the outdoor seating area gonna be on the north side along 159th?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And how many tables or chairs do you anticipate having out there?
We have planned for three tables, and each table has three, so six, nine total chairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And three then one on question, each. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so sorry, three on each table, sorry.
Gotcha, thank you. Yeah. And then the other question for staff, when it was a Starbucks previously, did they have to file for the same type of special approval, or did something change in between when the building was built till now?
Yes, they did. That was secured in 2007.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions.
Thank you. Commissioner Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple of comments. Like Andrew mentioned, we had at one point four businesses there that had drive-throughs. As far as I know, we never had an issue with any of them. Now we got one, now you'll be two. I don't see a problem there. I think it's important too that, you know, not to put your business or any business at a disadvantage,
sure.
Considering that who was there before.
Right.
They had a drive-through. Oh yeah, and they were really well known and popular, and they failed.
Sure.
Considering McDonald's failed in that same area.
Sure.
Got me a little bit concerned. You know, it's something's gotta happen there. And we can't put your business or any business at a competitive disadvantage.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm 100% in favor of the drive-through and the outdoor seating.
Yeah.
And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Paul. Commissioner Fenton?
I don't drink coffee, but congratulations, glad things are working out well. The only thing I would hope that this won't happen again, apparently since this started back in 2024,
correct.
And then he was opening sooner. I don't know if it was a lack of communication or where the little ball got dropped someplace in the world of paper or computer systems. But you know, hopefully that little remedy has been taken care of so it doesn't happen again, so he's not at a disadvantage. And you know, you're replaced.
Yeah.
You're just doing, you know, it's the square going in the square. So
yeah.
It wasn't a, you know, a circle trying to get into a square. So I'm glad everything is working out. I'm sure this will just go ahead and you'll be fine. And congratulations. Sell
Thank
all
you.
The coffee you can and good luck.
Thank you.
I have only one question for the staff. I know there was a Starbucks there and there didn't seem to be any complaints, but is there sufficient queuing capacity for the drive-through?
Yeah, that's
staff, first of all, and then let's hear the petitioner.
Okay. Yeah, Commissioner Schuster, that's a great question. We also noticed some concerns on the stacking capacity, but because, you know, previously mentioned that this was a previously existing drive-through site, Starbucks, you know, we reviewed it in that context, and the petitioner even agrees that the capacity stacking queue is, you know, goes over, you know, they can add some or implement some bollards or some other options if you want to comment on that.
Yeah. So I did bring a diagram that's on the traffic study on the last page on the 116 page. On the north side of like 159th, there's four designated spots. Then anytime the queue gets a little bit longer, it's going into somebody else's or blocking cars. any, like, I guess even when if they order like sandwiches, that's taking a little bit longer time. There's four spots that we have designated that will have like 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'll tell our customers to park on those spots so that way they keeps the queue going. And also we have from the landlord, I think that's maybe east of the building. We also have, I think there's 5 spots also that we can kind of take over as well too. That's already says that it's you know, for cargo customer, cargo coffee customers. So we can also, if that's going a lot more, then we see that, we can make those spots also going 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or so. So we do plan on doing that in case if it's going on to and is bothering our Dollar General customer or our neighbor or even our behind us is Egg and Berry customers as well too. So if we see that, we can definitely take over any of more of those spots, those designated spots. And we already talked to our landlord as well too. She's okay with it as well too.
So you think you can keep the queue going so there won't be a
abnormal
backup out onto the
I believe so, yes, we can.
Streets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The only other, I don't have any other questions. I would only tell you that the problem with the drive-through window, once a special use goes 3 years and isn't used, it ends.
Sure.
It's unfortunate that you didn't know that sooner.
Sure.
Otherwise, you could have been here in front of us sooner. And as you
have
heard, there really aren't any complaints about this.
Perfect.
So we're in very short order going to approve it for you and hope you have a successful business.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, at this point, I would entertain a motion with regard to this request for a special use for a drive-through window.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Paul. Commissioner Paul.
Regarding case number 2026-1051, 0151, also known as Cargo Coffee, I move to approve the staff recommended action as presented in the staff report to the Plan Commission for this case.
Second.
Seconded by. Okay, moved by Commissioner Paul, seconded by Commissioner Sanchez. Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Fenton?
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion is approved. I would entertain a motion to close public hearings. Moved by Commissioner Fenton. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Paul. Let's have a roll call on that. Commissioner Fenton?
Aye.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
I vote aye. The motion is approved. You're all set. Congratulations. Hope you have a successful business.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Okay, the next item of business is the memo regarding new petitions. Are there any questions or comments regarding what's on the memo? None? Okay, non-scheduled citizens and visitors, we have none. I would entertain a motion to adjourn at 7:20.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fenton, seconded by Commissioner Sanchez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved unanimously. Thank you, everybody. And we're out of here.